Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures.
In one continent.
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio. Breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hello everyone and welcome to our new podcast. As you probably know, compassion and a strong moral compass are essential for any democratic society. However, the community in which we live is constantly torn by acts of injustice, persecution and abuse. So today, for our global goals heading, we face the goal 16, which serves to ensure that we have strong institutions, global standards of justice and a commitment to peace everywhere to fight everything. We would like to deepen our knowledge on this important topic. That is why we have invited a special guest who will talk to us about this and give us his opinions. Welcome, Sergio Denzi.
Hello everyone, thanks for inviting me. I'm a judge and I work in a court. I'm glad to be here and talk to you about my work and its positive and negative aspects, and I'm willing to answer all your questions. I have been doing this job for 15 years and I'm passionate about it, because I want to sustain justice and peace and ensure that everyone has equal rights.
Can you tell us more about Goal 16?
The Open Working Group of the General Assembly about Sustainable Development Goals reached an agreement about a final document, which includes Goal 16 for the Pacific and more inclusive societies. The African Union and the United Nations General Secretary recently reiterated the importance of Synthesis Report PRIST program.
To promote justice and strong institutions, we all have to take action, because everyone can help to make sure that we meet the global goals. We know that some targets are attributed to this goal. Could you explain us more?
Sure. First of all, with the word target, we refer to objectives that someone wants to achieve. Those of Goal 16 are several, but I think that the most important are six. To reduce all forms of violence and related death rates everywhere. To end abuse, exploitation, trafficking and all forms of violence against and torture of children. To promote the rule of law at the national and international levels and ensure equal access to justice for all. To reduce by 2030 illicit financial and arms flows, to strengthen the recovery and return of stolen assets and combat all forms of organized crime, to provide legal identity for all, and to strengthen the national institution, including through international cooperation, to prevent violence and combat terrorism and crime.
Really nice, so thank you very much. And what about justice? Being a judge, probably not everything you see every day seems right to you. So, have you ever encountered cases that you thought were unfair?
Likely, I've never been in touch with all this. I believe, however, that if I was to find myself in a situation of this kind, I would certainly not overlook it. I will go to the bottom of the topic and try to help who needs support with everything I have, putting justice first.
Thanks, Sarah. Okay, well, I wanted to call another special guest with us today. So, without further ado, let's welcome Turid.
Hi everyone, I'm very happy to be here for you. I also work in this area. I've been a lawyer for more or less 20 years, and the purpose of my job is to represent and defend people.
Turid, can you tell us an example of your work in which there is no justice?
Of course. There is not only one case, there are much more. An example to describe Goal 16 is the case of a young woman which was attacked by an alcoholized middle-aged man which was about to rape her. She was too shocked to run away, so the man raped her and afterwards he strangled her and she died. The man was catched a few days later and came to the tribunal, and the family of the woman was also there. After some days he was punished with 2 years imprisonment. For him it was okay because he understood what he did and can go after 2 years, but for the family it wasn't. Their daughter was raped, degraded and killed. They thought it 2 years for this crime was not enough. And that's the point. That was absolutely not fair and no justice at all. He should have at least 10 years. Goal 16 is for strong institutions, justice and peace. The family got nothing of it.
That's a horrible crime. What do you think should be done to have more justice?
First of all, we have to reduce all forms of violence in every country. The national and international rule of law should be more supported, and everybody should be able to make a prosecution because at the moment some are refused. Child labor, child trafficking, and everything that's not typical in a child's life should be stopped. And in general, everybody should be accepted as he or she is, should get a legal identity and a birth registration. And all citizens have to be able to demand their rights, and nobody should restrict or harm them.
I totally agree with you, and thank you for telling us about it. Goal 16 serves to guarantee justice for all and without exception. So with this last question, we say goodbye to you. I hope you liked our podcast and that you enjoyed it. Thank you. See you soon.